Art Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Monday morning, you shoulder fight.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. To radio, only 150 million.
I want
to
be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to nominate Ambassador to Norway Ken Braithwaite as new Navy Secretary. Richard Spencer is fired by Defense Secretary Mark Esper, accused of going around Esper's back to the White House, offering to fix a review board result to let a convicted sailor remain a Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher was demoted for his actions with the corpse. President Trump restored that rank, but the Navy was going to proceed with a review to determine if Gallagher would remain a SEAL. When the president tweeted that Gallagher's Trident pin would not be taken, Spencer said he didn't consider a tweet a formal order.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has committed $30 million in advertising this week for his new Democratic Party presidential campaign.
I decided to run because I think it's time for a change at the top in the White House. Donald Trump's not been a good president.
America's listening to Fox News.
yams, mashed potatoes and gravy, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, stovetop stuffing, pumpkin pie, and butterball, plump and juicy turkey. Thanksgiving. Get ready for high calorie, off your face, watch some football, and fall asleep on the couch with high-powered napping. Don't miss the food, the family fights, the leftovers. Thanksgiving Thursday. Be there.
All right, what about the forecast for Thursday?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's chilly as we start this holiday week. In fact, several areas are teetering close to the freeze mark. I see Prattville's at freezing, Alexander City, Selma, all in the freeze zone, and we're not too far from it here in Montgomery. But nice recovery today with sunshine as we start this holiday week on a nice note. A little warmer today, high around 66. That's actually not too far from normal. Not as cold tonight. Chilly, overnight low 42, but that's not too bad. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the middle 70s as folks get ready to get out of town. I think we're mainly dry daytime, but some showers and thunderstorms come in, especially late Tuesday night. And showers and thunderstorms will be around Wednesday, at least part of the day, until they move out, let's say towards later on in the afternoon or early evening. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. Thanksgiving forecast is a good one. Good bit of sun, few clouds, nice day, 67. Another storm system for Iron Bowl weekend. Does it stay away during the game and come after the game? We'll see. I'm worried about maybe some strong to severe storms. Right now, 35 at Danley and Maxwell at 6:06.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Is it Murphy's Law that anything that could go wrong will go wrong? Is that it?
Murphy's Law? It's very close.
You know, here we are, everybody getting ready, doing extra chores to get ready to get out of town or do whatever you have to do for the holiday, and then you have a busted toilet or a leaky faucet or a broken pipe. Oh! Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. But Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to help you anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to take care of your problem. Oh, but Rich, I'm sure after hours it costs a lot more. No, it doesn't. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. That's what I like about it. So now it's a no-brainer at my house. I'm going to call Plumbing by Luke Wire. And if you get the whole house plumbing inspection, you'll know that if there's a big problem lurking somewhere, they can fix it before it happens. So when you come home from your holiday visit, so wherever you're going, there's no problem with the plumbing. Give them a call, 264-9666. Visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Monday morning.
Thanksgiving coming up. You getting excited about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is time to celebrate family.
So, no.
My family's bonkers.
My family's nuts. They're crazy.
But they're still family.
I understand. Family is everything.
I'm sorry, but not my family.
Well, Dad.
What are you thankful for?
My favorite show.
Okay.
It's showtime.
Let's start our program off with some good news today.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
This past Thursday, an idiot in Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
broke into the home of an 82-year-old woman named Willie Murphy. And she's at 82, a female bodybuilder, and she took quick work of him.
He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table, and I went to working on him. The table broke, and it had metal legs, and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table, in his face, all of it, the whole thing. The police arrive on the porch. He's laying down already. Because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious.
That's quite a spry grandma.
Yeah.
At 82.
And, you know, that's not the first story we've heard of somebody who's elderly.
Don't mess with me.
Who has kicked somebody's keys to your... I mean, you know, I think you get to a certain age.
You do.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Make my day.
Hey, right.
Let's rumble. Let's give her a hand.
Please clap.
Thank you. A little energy, Jeb. 610, the William Tell Wake Up is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Hainville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It is the Williams Hill Wake Up at 612.
Presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup.
Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup.
After heaping helpings of turkey, you chicken out and duck your responsibilities. And you use the same excuse every year. It's just because you want to catch 2 minutes of the game.
But 2 minutes turns into 2 hours.
Gee, nice of you to ask if we needed a hand.
But not the same hand, you just have down your pants, no.
So when the dishes are piling up in the sink, don't get mad at the lazy pile that's sinking into the sofa. He can't help you because he helped himself to seconds and thirds. He's Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup, a real American hero.
Mr. Disappears During Thanksgiving Cleanup.
Come on, get up and load the dishwasher, you big load.
Three,
We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
On this particular bit, we sometimes honor somebody who we refer to as a rocket scientist in a derogatory way. But today we have somebody who was really smart, although they would have been better off had they had an Applied Security panic button installed in their house. A lady in Ohio, a 38-year woman, actually in Oregon, Ohio, called 911 earlier this month and said, "I would like to order a pizza," and then gave her address. The dispatcher's name was Tim Tenick, and at first he told the woman it was the wrong number to call for a pizza, but when the woman kept talking, he realized what was actually happening. She needed help, but she couldn't say it out loud. "I'm getting you now, okay?" The guy's still there, and the woman responded, "Yeah, I need a large pizza." She lives with her mom. Her mother's boyfriend is a 56-year-old guy named Simon Lopez, who had just come home drunk, was attacking the mom. The woman did not want him to know. She was calling 911, which could have easily escalated that situation into something far worse. And we have a little of that on tape.
911.
"I would like to order a pizza."
"You called 911 to order a pizza?"
Yeah.
"This is the wrong number to call for a pizza."
No, you're not.
"I'm getting you now.
You see it on Facebook, but it's not something that anybody has ever been trained for. We're just trained to listen."
"The other guy still there?"
"Yep. I need a large pizza."
"All right. How about medical? You need medical?"
"No. With pepperoni."
"Turn your sirens off before you get there. Caller ordered a pizza and agreed with everything I said, that there's domestic violence going on."
Situation resolved without...
Wow. That, the fact that he had to dissect that and figure out what...
Did it fairly quickly.
Yeah.
You know, because they also get those calls... goofballs, right, who think it is the way to get a pizza.
Right.
So nice work on his part. And of course, I was serious. Applied Security can put in a panic button, you know, someplace that nobody would know but you, that you can press and let authorities know you're in trouble.
There's one on my security panel.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can look like you're punching in the correct code, and then it opens it up and everything seems fine, but you just sent a message to the police.
That's the way to do it. You can reach them at 279-8338.
Do I know that number? No.
279-8338, Alabama Elect. It's easier to just have one button.
I know.
That looks benign, but
they,
in fact...
they want you to look like you're disarming it, then it looks like it did disarm, but you just notified the police.
Ah, I'm sure they could do that too. They're Alabama election. But does that really matter? Okay. We have animal stories coming up later.
Of course, I just told every criminal in town about that.
We have terrible ratings with criminals. According to the last rating period, our numbers with criminals. Isn't that a cute Mimi?
Not a cute prison letters we get.
Black Friday at PetSmart.
That, I saw you post that yesterday. That is hilarious. I mean, it's sad, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, it makes a point. And this little dog actually found his daddy's dentures and got them lodged in his upper thing. That's an animal story we'll do later. Just all kinds of mirth out there in the world, and we're going to surprise you throughout the morning with
there's
more.
A little puppy
on the television,
little puppy dog,
a cutie, just in time for Thanksgiving. What a great way to add to your family.
Right.
It is 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. I know where I'm going after work. I will be making a beeline for Adam's Drugs. One of the reasons I'm going is they're kind enough to call and let you know, hey, you got some stuff that's due for renewal. Because you get bought, especially this time of the year, things get busy and crazy and you forget. So everything will be ready when I walk in the door at about 9:20 this afternoon. I go a little on my way to the Vaughan Road location. Not that the one closer to my house is great. They're wonderful. They're all great. But I feel like I got friends out there on Vaughan Road, and I like to see them every so often and wish them a happy Thanksgiving. Lamar, the pharmacist, and everybody. It's one of the reasons Adams Drugs was named the number one retailer in the state of Alabama for 2019 because of the unbelievably high standard and consistent customer service from location to location to location. Takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information in the system, and you'll really appreciate the appreciation that you receive from their team. If you're tired of being another face in a sea of faces at a box store pharmacy, get local. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you at 620 Traffic. Rich has the timeline for November 25th coming up next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have some fog in some places this morning. We were looking at the cams a few minutes ago along I-65 southbound into Montgomery. River Bridge and some of those low bottoms, we're seeing a little bit of fog out there. So use caution in some areas. If you have some of those foggy spots and get that way occasionally on your ride in, watch out for them this morning. Slow down a little bit. We have no accidents anywhere. The boulevard is still a little bit light as far as traffic, just a few cars here and there. The 31s are still a little bit light, but that big rush is coming. So buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Marguerite's, first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout! We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters. $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it. 99, limit of 50 of them. That's it. $99, baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters. Diamonds, 60% off. Watches, 49% off. All bands, 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price. Everything later available till Christmas. Thank you.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:23 with the timeline for November 25th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 329th day of this year, which means there are only 36 days remaining. Good morning on International Hat Day. I'm not a hat wearer.
Only on bad hair mornings. I have my Apollo 11 hat now that I can wear.
Oh, yeah, we get that cool hat. Ah, boy, oh, boy, we have the right friends, don't we? We have it's National Parfait Day. Okay. And Shopping Reminder Day. Oh, are reminding us that we have to shop.
God, the good thing it is, because I would have never remembered to do that.
1792, the first Farmer's Almanac is published. By the way, I'm a big fan of the Farmer's Almanac, but not the weather part. Now, the weather part, some people swear by it, but it is just a complete shot in the dark. It's not based on any science whatsoever. But people say, yeah, but it was wrong and it was right in this case. Yeah. What do they say every once in a while? Even a blind pig finds a...
Broken clock that's right twice a day.
Yeah, something like that. 152 years ago in 1867, Alfred Nobel patented dynamite. The invention made him so rich, he established a $9 million fund for the Nobel Prizes.
Our cameras were there that day.
Who was the star that said, dynamite?
Jimmy Walker.
That's right. 99 years ago in 1920, Texas radio station WTAW broadcast the first play-by-play description of a football game. It was between the University of Texas and Texas A&M. 1949, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer appears on the music charts and becomes the musical hit of the Christmas season. Although Gene Autry's rendition was the most popular, there have been 120 different versions of this song, including the Ozzy Osbourne. No, I'm kidding about that one. Dateline, Arlington, Virginia, across the bridge from D.C., November 25th, 1963, a Monday, 56 years ago, 3 days after the assassination in Dallas, John F. Kennedy laid to rest with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. None of us will ever forget not just the pictures that day, like little John giving that salute, but the sound that the horses made, yeah, and the caisson and the military rifles going off. The commentators didn't say much, and you heard a lot of the sounds and felt the sentiment. 1967, Incense and Peppermints. We did it the other day by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It peaks at number one. Now our song of the day. It's a cut from one of my favorite Paul McCartney albums of all time, With Wings, Band on the Run. Now, you've heard this story before about my frustration of repeatedly paying Paul, and you're going to hear it again. Christmas time, 1973, I bought an album on vinyl. I paid Paul. Then I bought the cassette version. I paid Paul. Then I bought the 8-track for the car. I paid Paul. Later, the CD version came out. I paid Paul. Then the remastered version. I paid Paul. I'm tired of repeatedly paying for the same piece of work, Paul McCartney, but I'll probably do it again. Here's one called Jet from Band on the Run. This is your timeline, 626. Album Band on the Run is.
I like almost everything he did solo in his first few years. Sounds like Hi.
Oh yeah.
Venus and Mars. Listen to what the man said.
You know, there's not many albums that you can play start to finish and then and like every song, but that's a good example of one. Oh, 20 years ago in 1999, we were talking about that little Cuban kid, Elian Gonzalez.
Oh man.
Rescued at sea, brought to a hospital in Florida. He stayed there for 7 months, eventually went back. Cute little kid. 11 years ago in 2008, Michael Vick pleaded guilty to dogfighting charges in Virginia. His punishment? Well, he got back to the NFL. He's making millions of dollars now. He's the backup player with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's still playing?
He's backup, yeah.
God.
2013, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, grossed $161 million in the U.S. and Canada, which made it the most successful film ever released in the month of November. Birthdays, Joey Chestnut is 36. He's the hot dog eating champion. Sets the world record. Yeah, Joey. Down his throat, how many? 74 in 10 minutes. Wow. My gosh. Jenna and Barbara Bush are 38, former first twins. Jerry Ferrara is 40. He is a turtle on HBO's Entourage. Hard to believe he made the big 4-0. Christina Applegate, who is she? She's Kelly Bundy on Married with Children. She is 48 today.
A goddess.
Bernie Kosar, a famous Cleveland Brown who actually did a great job, was 56 today.
You know, he was going to be a dentist.
Bernie?
I knew Bernie very well.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Because he came from Miami, right?
Yeah. And I believe he was, I don't know if he went and finished his degree in dentistry or not. Very bright guy.
Wow.
Super bright.
The wife of Vince Gill, Amy Grant, is 59 today. John Larroquette from Night Court, he's 72.
Had a chance encounter with Amy Grant at a Chinese restaurant in Beverly Hills once. She was having her birthday party.
So it was on this day.
Yeah.
How about that? That's amazing. Ben Stein is 75. He is an economics teacher, but he's most famous for one line. Bueller. Bueller. Ben Stein is 75. John F. Kennedy Jr., John, would have turned 59 today, so they buried his dad on his third birthday. We're 3 days from Thanksgiving. Old Man Winter officially begins in 26 days, as far as the first official day of winter. 30 days till Christmas, and pitchers and catchers report in just 79 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. What do we got going on TV today, on the television?
Those Thanksgiving items that we really don't want to eat, but we eat them anyway. And number one on the list is certainly number one on my list, always.
How about if you guys talk about that, and I'll stay outside and smoke during the TV segment today?
Okay.
I need a little breather.
Okay.
You're not going to do that.
No, I know. You're the boss.
Playing the role of Greg will be Bailey.
Open defiance.
Yeah, no kidding. A question about that, the burial of JFK.
Yeah.
Was that, I hate to say it this way, but was it government mandated that he be buried on this day?
No.
And in fact,
you would think the mother would say, let's do it either the day before or the day, let's not do it on his third birthday.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Let's not do it on the birthday
I think history took precedent.
And
that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm saying. Was it somewhat?
I think
out of her control.
I think that it was the same setup in 1963 as it is now. Thanksgiving or Friday, November 22nd was the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Right.
They knew the holiday was coming up. You know, the NFL played on Sunday. I don't know if you remember that big flap over that.
But several colleges canceled on Saturday.
Yes. So I think there was she wanted to get it over with as quickly as possible so that people could follow up on their holiday plans. And finally, John probably understood to some extent what had happened.
Yeah.
But I think he was very... You're really too young to know that it was...
Still, I mean, the anniversaries would cross where it's like, oh, it's my birthday, it's also the day I buried my dad as he got older. So it's an odd thing.
It's interesting. He's still buried in the same place, but they secretly, for a while, had an internment somewhere else while they revamped the area where he's buried now. It's one of the most popular spots in Arlington.
Been there many times.
Yeah.
Been there many times, and you can't help but think back to that day when we were watching that ceremony in that area. You know, it's just
you remember the story that Jay had about the temporary eternal flame. They actually went to like a home improvement store and got the stuff to make it work.
Everything that they did
quickly.
It was, quickly, but was done overnight. The spot selection in Arlington, all of it.
The planning?
Was done.
Oh, my God.
There was no media around, none of it. They managed to get them out of the White House to do those things when nobody was paying attention.
They used the blueprint of the
Lincoln
assassination and funeral.
A little bit later on, we'll have an educational film for you on the history of Thanksgiving. I know that'll enthrall our audience. Right now at 6:34, it's as Clark Griswold so famously said,
it's a bit nippy out. I mean nippy out.
The
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
On your commute in this morning, you'll notice some interesting things. There's a little bit of fog, but mainly clinging to water boundaries. In other words, over the river, or near the river, also near the lakes, there is a little bit of fog. But widespread fog, there is not. It's mainly near bodies of water. Very chilly this morning, but sunshine a little warmer today with a high around 66. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, a warmer day. I think we're up to around, let's say, mid-70s daytime. Mainly dry during the day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms beginning Tuesday night through the overnight hours. Right now, we are not outlooked for severe weather, but we're watching the situation. Into Wednesday, the showers and thunderstorms continues. That's Thanksgiving Eve. But I think by, let's say, late Wednesday afternoon, it's over. And then that leads to a nice Thanksgiving, good sunshine with a few clouds, nice day, 67. Another important storm system arriving Iron Bowl weekend. And we'll watch the timing on that because it's important because of that football game in Auburn. Right now this morning, it's 32 in Prattville, 31 Alexander City, 32 Selma, and 35 now at Maxwell Air Force Base and Danley Field at 635.
Okay, get ready to fire up your TVs because we're going to be on it soon.
You sure is ugly.
Well, didn't have a lot of time to prepare today. I'll see if I can go find a bag.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good Monday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have some foggy areas this morning, especially on I-65 southbound into Montgomery across the River Bridge. In those low-lying areas, we're seeing a little bit of that this morning, so please use caution wherever you're driving. We have no accidents anywhere, but we are seeing more and more cars on the boulevard now. A few more on 231 and 31 into Montgomery, and I-65 and 85 has their share rolling through the interchange in downtown. Please be careful out there this morning. Keep it here now. We are going to keep you updated on traffic. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbsford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information, 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to nominate Ambassador to Norway Ken Braithwaite as new Navy Secretary. Richard Spencer is fired by Defense Secretary Mark Esper, accused of going around Esper's back to the White House, offering to fix a review board result to let a convicted sailor remain a Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher was demoted for his actions with the corpse. President Trump restored that rank, but the Navy was going to proceed with a review to determine if Gallagher would remain a SEAL. When the president tweeted that Gallagher's Trident pin would not be taken, Spencer said he didn't consider a tweet a formal order.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has committed $30 million in advertising this week for his new Democratic Party presidential campaign.
I decided to run because I think it's time for a change at the top in the White House. Donald Trump's not been a good president.
America's listening to Fox News.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Jordan Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's no flour in the gravy, no breadcrumbs in the stuffing, too. Now the green bean casserole soggy, gotta prepare lots of special food. Gluten-free, Thanksgiving, gluten-free, Thanksgiving, gluten-free,
Thanksgiving, gluten-free living,
Thanksgiving.
Happy gluten-free Thanksgiving.
It's showtime.
We are, I suppose, if you need to be gluten-free, that's one reason to turn down something at the Thanksgiving table.
I'm already already making bad decisions.
How was that omelet this morning?
Yeah, the omelet with the pulled pork in the middle was phenomenal.
Jay, it was quite good. Quite delicious.
That's what we call grub.
So, Jay, I delayed my no breakfast
to when
thing. For a couple weeks, anyway. for tomorrow. I mean, to tomorrow.
I have grilled sausage for tomorrow if you want it. Eggs, fried eggs, toast.
I did Thanksgiving leftovers yesterday morning and Saturday morning.
Your Thanksgiving dinner, oh, man, I got two meals out of that Friday. It was awesome. It was, I mean, it was so much like my mom's. It was like going back in a time.
Good deal. Jay had his Sunday night, yes, last night.
Delicious. It was wonderful.
So that's when you put down the joystick?
Well, no, I mean...
With Rising.
Yeah.
Are there any Thanksgiving foods you're really not looking forward to?
A new study says 68% of us secretly hate at least one Thanksgiving food, but still eat it because of tradition or just to be polite. No. The top five foods we secretly hate are canned cranberry sauce... Green bean casserole, I don't know about that one. That is great. Sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, and turkey.
Yeah, that's crazy. I have to agree, though, with the sweet potatoes because I'm just not a fan of sweet potatoes. And I feel like
I ate them the other day.
I did because, you know what? Let's bring in our friends from News Talk 93.1 before I get on my rant. Good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I think she needs to try my candied yams.
Oh, yeah, that didn't
bring
make
them over.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I will. I'll save you some.
Talked about it before. I can't tolerate cranberry, and I never have ever since I was a kid.
I don't get it.
I know. Some people say it's not Thanksgiving without cranberry, but I just don't do it.
That tang. I went to our friend Jacqueline had a Friendsgiving last night that was amazing. There was like 13 different things. I loved it all.
Yeah.
Even mac and cheese, homemade mac and cheese. It was great. And the cranberries were actually, I think she harvested them in the backyard and made, it was a homemade cranberry salad.
Oh, it wasn't that That sound. Do you have that sound?
Yes, I have the sound because I make the sound.
Oh, I love it. And you have to open the can upside down.
Yeah. It's done deliberately, by the way, so that the air is on the bottom when you turn it over. Did you know that? That's a random fact that Jay taught us.
Yes. They put the label on upside down so that they'll stock it correctly.
So much smarter this morning now.
And there's
actually makes homemade cranberry sauce as well, though.
Oh, nice.
It's an art, though, to taking a knife around the inside of the jellied cranberries. I don't want the crunchy. I want the jellied. Because it's got the O-rings along the side that you can slice very easily. And it makes a sound as it slides into your serving dish.
That's really good, Greg.
Well, if I was hungry, I'm not anymore.
So there's one more on the list there.
Thanks a lot.
There's one more on the list there, and that is pumpkin pie, which I will have politely eat one piece of pumpkin pie with a little bit of whipped cream on top. And
I'm beginning to question your citizenship.
No, but I won't have any for the rest of the year. No, and it will taste fine.
I wonder if this has anything to do with why I don't like sweet potato. I used to bring my mom, like, you know, you go to the pumpkin patch when you're little.
Mm-hmm.
I used to bring my mom home the pumpkin that I picked for her to make me a pumpkin pie, and
right.
I found out years later that she was like. She was like, this is sweet potato pie. I found out so much. And she was like, I never knew how to make pumpkin pie. I just knew how to tell you. So she would just throw my pumpkin away. And she was like, I know how to make sweet potato
what
pie.
What else has she lied
that.
To you about all
you
these years,
what?
Julia?
I know she's watching this morning, too. I want to list this Thanksgiving of what else
sweet
I've been lying
potato
about.
I totally understand what she did.
I guess so, apparently.
Or you could bring it home.
I'm not veering from the script.
The pumpkin goes into the trash, and then out comes the can of Libby's, and again, that stuff is kind of gross when you're first handling
when
it.
When you're looking at it, sure, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. An orange pasty
I'm still
substance.
Stuck on the green bean casserole. Do people really not?
I
that?
Love green bean casserole. I had Thanksgiving
I
leftovers.
My favorite. Thanksgiving
but do you,
meal.
I think a lot of things on Thanksgiving. I think it's like you're just not gonna really eat it. Other times throughout the year.
Because
like
no one makes it.
Nobody's thinking about green bean casserole throughout the year, but I had some at Friendsgiving.
One on New Year's Day, I'll eat it.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm thinking about. You have to have traditional foods on New Year's Day. You have to have
and then
peas and
greens. Pork chops.
Exactly. It says here that 23% of us are not interested in leftovers. Oh, come on.
Oh,
now.
Wow. They're
come
freaks.
On. Come on now.
Those people are freaks.
I know, exactly.
That's the best part, man.
Well, Ron will be bringing a cooler full bag from Birmingham,
well,
and that's my food next week.
But after what day, though, are you like, I'm tired of this? After day three, I don't want it anymore.
Oh, we eat turkey.
Well, I'm not saying that I didn't grow up eating them for a week after.
We eat that for like a month.
Yeah, like my mom would definitely, she would make, eventually, like, turkey salad or, like, try to reinvent the wheel.
Turkey a la king.
Yeah. So I was really tired of this.
Yeah. You guys are getting turkey clubs on Monday.
But I get tired of this.
Turkey clubs for these guys on Monday, and they're going to enjoy it.
You're going to like it.
Did your parents ever say that?
I would enjoy
it. You'll
that.
Eat that, and what's more, you'll enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're going to eat it, and you're going to like it.
Well, I've been having turkey Thanksgiving leftovers all weekend because we did our little thing on Friday.
He's amazing. He did a phenomenal.
So what are you going to have on Thursday?
I'm going to be on the beach at the Perdido Beach buffet, which is supposed to be phenomenal.
The margarita.
That's life. All right. Gotcha. Okay.
I'll be wearing my pilgrim apron in the kitchen, getting everything ready at our place.
I'll be in line at a Black Friday sale.
Black Friday, I'm with you there, Jay. We're already planning out.
He talks!
Shopping. Exactly. Yeah. We've already got our...
He picks the
all
spots.
All right, guys. That's all the time we got this morning. Until tomorrow, have a great Monday.
Have a good one. See you.
Bye-bye.
And then add to that list, he said, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
They pay me by the word, so I have to be careful.
We got to get the lighting in this room fixed. Your face... looks like you're wearing white makeup. And my hair looks like it's on fire. It's bothering me. It's troubling me. There are bigger problems in the world, yes. Hey, we got a True the Baloney all about Thanksgiving. Play a little bit
later. We had a good the conundrum list. I like both.
Good.
On the list.
Because tomorrow's may suck, so we can use one and save the other. All kinds of possibilities here. There is a huge, you talk about, this is better than Black Friday sale going on at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Again, I urge you to check this place out because rather than invest in a really complicated and fancy schmancy infrastructure, it's a functional building, plain but big and enormous with choices. I mean, it's just, you go in if you're looking for something specific and you're on a budget, and most of us are, see Stella, tell her what you got to work with and what you're interested in getting, and she'll line up the choices for you. Save up to 60% off and apply for a Synchrony account with Kaiser, and you'll be eligible for a $50 gift card and interest-free financing for 18 months, which is nice. You'd spread the payments out and not have to worry or feel guilty about paying interest. Stella's our contact. Please tell her you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's Kaiser Fine Furnishings, where you pay 8.25% sales tax, not 10, and just north of Montgomery at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, 649.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trash. You know, we had a little contest on the gross revenues for Tom Hanks and Dr. Seuss or Mr. Rogers.
Right? Mr. Rogers. Not Dr. Seuss. Doctors.
Whatever. I can't keep up with Tom's.
Won't you be my neighbor?
What would
Dr. Seuss say? Won't you be my...
All right, so what did we guess on that?
You had 18. What did it bring in?
13 and a half.
Wow.
Oh, that's so low.
I have a feeling that other people saw what I did.
We only went up from there. You had the lowest.
So I was closest, but I went over.
Yeah,
so
you had 18. I had 20, and Rich had 27.
It didn't even finish in second. It came in third behind Ford versus Ferrari, which is obviously a hit. It's up to $60 million after 2 weeks. The new Frozen did $127 million.
That is really Frozen.
That's big, but that I think the others were bigger. I can't say that with...
The others?
The first Frozen.
No, it did better.
Yeah. This one did better?
Frozen 2 did better, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. It seemed like the first one grossed like $1 billion.
It did, eventually.
Yes.
It did eventually leave theaters.
Parents came to hate it because the soundtrack was so...
Yeah, the kids wanted to sing it over.
Earwormy or whatever you want to call
it.
Yep. All right, number four was 21 Bridges. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
And Midway is still in the top five, Rich.
It's the sequel to 20 Bridges. I'm sorry.
He's funny, this.
So it's still in the top five. How much has it made so far, do you know?
$43 million.
I'm glad that it's doing so well.
A word is that They Shall Not Grow Old will get a December release in theaters again this December.
Oh, the,
if you get a chance to go see it, please do.
And we're also getting 1917 this month.
That looks good. That looks really, really good for history buffs.
Speaking of history buffs,
Look at Charlie's Angels. Only did $3 million.
You're kidding!
It's done $13 million in 2 weeks. That is a certified turd.
I wonder if I'm the only one who.
We checked the certified turd-o-meter and it qualifies.
No, really, that's bad. That movie cost about $100 million to make. They're gonna get killed for that one.
Now this is not the movie theater.
Make a movie and quit sending us social justice messages.
But I've been watching season 3 of The Crown, and I found it not as stimulating as the first two seasons, except I'm up to 8 and 9 now, and that was pretty good. And I'm 7 and 8 are really good, and I've got the last one to go to.
Oh, we interrupt the Cheap and Trashy to remind you that Infusion Cryo and Laser is only open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. So if you want to get something that'll get you through the holiday weekend, an IV or something, get over there today. And they're also participating in the Montgomery Food Bank Drive. They have a collection point there in the lobby. So stop in, get yourself hooked up, literally, with something that'll help you get through the eating, the partying, the football, the shopping, all of it. Like a nice Myers cocktail. I had one Saturday, and it really does the job.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, 296-1662, 296-1662. See Ryan Turner or Lori or Allison at Infusion, or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Grey's Anatomy will be moved to a new time They're moving it back to its original time slot of, well, what would be 8 our time, not 7. The reason they wanted to do a sexier show.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I guess that show's been on for like 20 years, hasn't it?
People who are
fans. It's sort of the medical bonanza.
Are big believers.
Evanescence has covered Fleetwood Mac's The Chain. I say blasphemy. Or something else that's like blasphemy. Anybody watch SNL this weekend?
No, I did not.
Me either. But Will Ferrell was the host. Remember him? He used to be funny. And then he turned into a jerk. Rod Stewart and Elton John are having a feud.
Huh?
You know, I really don't know the details.
Is it over the train set?
Might be. It's stupid. They're both in their 70s. It's like two grandpas. You know, come on.
They have real nicknames for each other. One is Sharon, and the other one, I forget what the other. Yeah.
You mean to effeminize one or the other?
They have nicknames for each other.
That's shocking. Mm-hmm. Burglars. Oh, that's that's our Morning Maroon nominee. Oops. I got my copy mixed up. It was Justin Tinkerbell holding hands with another woman at a concert over the weekend.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
You have a point. Later on, how to have sex if you're an athlete.
What?
Browns fans reenacted the Myles Garrett helmet fight. I guess the quarterback got fined $50,000, Mason Rudolph. The other guy got suspended. I don't think they should ever let him play again. You don't need that kind of thuggery. And there you go. That's pretty much it. I'm sure I left something out, but nobody's going to miss it. Besides, we can talk to Beth from Dublin. I'd rather do that.
Yes, good morning. And hey. I want to say a big four eagle because we got the big game coming Saturday.
Is that this week?
This week.
I'm kidding.
So I will be over on the plains, and I will be rooting for my orange and blue next Saturday. So
well, I was telling people how wet the first half was going to be this week, and boy, oh boy, it was miserably wet.
I didn't go. I stayed home because I knew it was going to rain.
Mm-hmm. Buddy Powell was our Alabama Duncan and Sutton predictathon winner. And how many points did Alabama or Auburn score?
A bunch.
55?
Yeah, 52-0.
52. Okay, so let's see who's got 52 points on the list here. Somebody must have picked it right.
51,
we made it so easy
51,
to win this thing.
I see a 51.
There we go. Janet Conway.
Janet Conway.
Yeah.
She's our winner.
52. And, of course, the turkey's coming before that. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And have a safe one if you're traveling. Safe travel.
Thank you.
We'll be in Dublin, and we'll be in Montgomery back and forth. So we'll be all right.
Beth, we always like to hear from you just to know you're still with us, okay?
Thank you.
Living
and
or dead.
War Eagle.
Let's get one from the Swami.
War Eagle.
That's the element.
Ooh, War Eagle. I miss the Swami. I miss her.
But she's still around. She does
she's
little
still
cameos.
Around. Well,
yeah.
Swami's around.
Well,
she's retired.
Tell her War Eagle. She's retired. And I can understand that. Enjoy retirement. Y'all have a good week.
Part of her plea deal was to get out of gambling.
Get out of what?
Get a plea deal?
No. And if anybody tells her I said that, you are not going to be my friend. All right. With a word for our friend Dr. Jeff Pasley, here's Dr. J. Scott.
Yeah, I am not a doctor, but I play one on the radio.
Play one on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. But you know who is a doctor and plays one in real life? That is Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. He is there to help you feel better. Everybody at the staff of Millbrook Family Chiropractic wants to not only help you feel better, but make it easier for you to feel better as well. Go online to their website, MillbrookChiropractor.com. This is where you can fill out your new patient forms if you are one, but if you're not, you can also set up an appointment if you'd like to right from their website. You can also call them. 285-8483 is the number to get in touch with Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Are you stuck on pills to make you feel better and stuff like that? They want to try and get you off of those, get you less dependent on that medication to make you feel better. And they're going to do what they can to make that happen. They can get all the imaging that you've done. If you've done that with, I think with Baptist that they are they are able to log into their database and pull your imaging so that Dr. Jeff Pasley can look and see what the issues are. And, of course, he's going to sit down and talk to you and just get to know you and get to know what needs to be done to make you feel better. MillbrookChiropractor.com is their website. Millbrook Family Chiropractor.
Thank you, Jay. We've got traffic, Fox News, and then we're back this hour. We've got random facts. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Man, our listener, Ken Reynolds, I sent a Bailey Graham for the chicken department with Ken Reynolds.
I saw that. And
was he at Food Outlet?
Yeah.
Oh.
I see him. I've seen him there a couple of Sundays now.
So he's been renewed for the whole season. Ken will have to be there for every particular picture you make.
So, believe it or not, I said, Ken, I need you to do me a favor. Would you pose with this pack of chicken tenders so I can send a surprise Bailey Graham?
Because
it's usually just the chicken. But when you have a celebrity like Ken in it,
I know.
All the difference in the world. Yes. All right. See how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have our first accident of the morning, Ann at Madison. That's Ann Street at Madison Avenue. We understand this is a fairly moderate wreck. Several lanes are blocked. It's going to take you just a second or two to get through there, so use patience there and watch out for emergency vehicles.